Yo. So, last night I went to see this movie, Won't You Be My Neighbor, a documentary about Mr. Rogers. Now, if you grew up watching Mr. Rogers and you have Movie Pass, go see it. If you don't have Movie Pass, wait for it to be on Netflix or whatever. That's my review. I found it very interesting, one part, that they really wanted to make sure you know Mr. Rogers wasn't gay. Which was not something I remember thinking about as a child watching Mr. Rogers, but I guess there was rumors to this effect, or people would ask or wonder, and it was made very clear in this that Mr. Rogers was not gay. And I don't know if that's because Mr. Rogers' wife was involved. Well, she was interviewed a lot. And his sons were involved. And they didn't, and they wanted to make sure you know Mr. Rogers wasn't gay. Which, it's very weird that we feel like we need to know the sexuality or the preferences of famous people. Like Mr. Rogers, all he had to do was not be a pedophile. I don't understand how that's the case. And I don't think he was a pedophile. But he might be the only man that really wanted to work closely with children in the way that he did and the passion that he had for it without being motivated sexually. I find that to be fascinating. And that should have been, I think, I would make a whole nother movie about Mr. Rogers wasn't a pedophile. And anybody else, you know, anybody else was like, I care about the children. And then you find out, man, they fucked so many kids. Was he gay? I mean, was Mr. Rogers bisexual? Who knows? Who cares? Well, not who cares. I kind of care. I mean, I would find it very interesting if Mr. Rogers was bisexual or was explored things sexually because he seemed like such an uptight, button-up guy. But it's none of my business. Just because I'm curious about it doesn't mean it's any of my fucking business, and it shouldn't be. And I think if we never addressed it, maybe it wouldn't be this thing that people keep worrying about or writing about in tabloids. It's always like, is John Travolta gay? It's just like, leave John Travolta alone. And whoever else they start rumors about. Another mystery about Mr. Rogers to me is that he wasn't a pedophile. Then he gets famous on television, pretty good. And then he lives his life in Pittsburgh. What? I understand. You start out there at that TV station, you're in Pittsburgh. Then the ratings take off. The kids are loving it. Get out of Pennsylvania, dude. Move out there to Hollywood. That would have been a good. Imagine a Hollywood Mr. Rogers. Now you got movie stars stopping by. You got, what was this, in the 80s? You got Burt Reynolds coming in. You got Tom Selleck. All the big mustache actors, they're coming in there. I think in the 90s, you get the cast of Family Matters coming by. Imagine Urkel. See, that's where Sesame Street, they were in New York City. Then you get celebrities. You turn on Sesame Street, you see Channing Tatum doing the ABCs with the Cookie Monster or whatever the fuck. Mr. Rogers, how many celebrities, who do you have? Yo-Yo Ma. You know how much the kids love Yo-Yo Ma. Now he's very talented. Yo-Yo Ma's son produced the movie, and that's how he had the connection to the Mr. Rogers family, the Fred Rogers family. I guess they did. I guess his kids didn't call him Mr. Rogers. I would imagine the kids, they didn't really, his grown children, his sons, they didn't seem to be like, oh, Mr. Rogers' dad is the best dad. They didn't go on and on about how he sang them songs or anything. So I don't know if, I wonder what it was like. Mr. Rogers' dad, was it when he came home? Well, everybody said that Mr. Rogers on TV is the Mr. Rogers in real life. And that, I guess having that as a dad would be kind of weird. Because Mr. Rogers is like Dalai Lama. Like, it's all about love. You got to love everybody. And that is fucking hard. Loving everybody? I don't think Dalai Lama talks about that enough. When he's just like, love everybody. But it's like, dude, Dolly, that's a lot to ask of people. If that came easy, we wouldn't even need money. If we could all just love each other, we probably would just be like, here's, what do you need? Here, I got it. Oh, and I need that thing that you got there. Ah, perfect. Let's all get back to loving everybody. We need somebody to pave a road. Yeah, we'll all do it. We all love each other. But I don't know. I follow Dalai Lama on Twitter. Maybe I'll get it eventually. I guess look at some news. What's going on? Oh, speaking of pedophiles, DOJ arrests thousands of child sex offenders during nationwide operation. So, I guess if you are listening to this and you are a child sex offender and you missed that dragnet, you must feel very relieved. But that's good. Always, nobody comes out pro-child sex offender. I guess maybe some libertarians might. You know, it's like, hey, individual freedoms. Why is the government getting involved in having sex with children? Proposal to split California into three states makes November ballot. So they want, is it the Central California wants to go off on its own? I don't think they're going to like that if that works out. I like the idea of California becoming its own country, because I'll move there. I mean, I know it's dumb. I'm not a fucking idiot. I know it's dumb, but I still kind of like the idea. I like an idea of a new country that I could be a citizen of right away. And that speaks English, because that's what I speak. And I don't know that I could pick up another language at this point. Well, let's just say I'm not going to, even if I still feel like it seems so difficult. Because then it's not like a second nature. So anytime I'm talking to somebody in the other language, I would just keep translating in my head. And why not put that upon them? Say, hey, didn't you learn English? You're from another country. Didn't they teach you like five languages when you were a kid? It probably comes real easy to you. So why don't you speak English to me? I mean, we make all the movies and the TV shows that you love. So you want to learn English. All right. Well, good luck to California, and hope they find what they're looking for. If it's three states that makes them happy, yeah, so good for them. Can a state just do that? Be like, hey, we're two states now. Because maybe New York could do that. Because the rest of the state hates the city. And the city could just be its own state. Then when the rest of this, New York State is like, or Long Island's like, oh, what the fuck? We hate the New York City. And be like, well, we're our own state now, so you guys can love your new New York, your new New York State, and we're New York fucking City. I'm sorry if you live in other parts of the state. I enjoy the whole state. It's a beautiful state. Buffalo, Rochester, home of the Big and Tall shop. Then you got Albany, beautiful state's capital. All right, this wasn't a great episode. Sorry for all the Mr. Rogers talk. And sorry to the Rogers family for me, my surprise that that Mr. Rogers wasn't a pedophile, which he wasn't. Absolutely not. I mean, as far as anybody seems to know. Unlike that Elmo guy, which I believe the jury is still out on. They made a great documentary about him, and you're like, oh, Elmo, what a great dude. And then they're like, let's not go praising him just yet. And I forget what happened with that guy. So I don't want to make any. Maybe he's all in the clear now. Don't take my word on anything. Please. See you tomorrow. We love you.